Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. On Monday, November 11th, the Remembrance Day Parade took place to commemorate those who fell in the two world wars and other campaigns of the Allied forces. The ceremony went underway at 10:30 a.m. along Front Street. Wreaths were laid at the cenotaph by Her Excellency the Governor Rina Laugji, Premier David Byrd, JPMP, and other dignitaries. The Royal Bermuda Regiment supported the ceremony with a guard on parade and were joined in the parade by the Bermuda Police Service, Sea Cadets, and the junior leaders. In other news, another family soon mourns another death on Bermuda's roads. Around 6:45 p.m. on Thursday, November the 7th, police were dispatched to a serious road traffic collision involving two motorcycles on Blue Hole Hill. Officers arrived at the scene to find EMTs already providing assistance to both riders, a 56-year-old male and a 45-year-old male, who were lying on the roadway next to their vehicles, which were extensively damaged. The 56-year-old male sustained serious head and other injuries. The 45-year-old male suffered a serious leg injury. Both men were transported to the hospital for further treatment. Sadly, the 56-year-old male succumbed to his injuries. The 46-year-old male remains warded at the hospital following surgery. An investigation into the incident is now underway. Anyone with information is asked to contact Constable Victor Fishington of the Bermuda Road Policing Unit on 717-0836. You can also call the Maine Police number at 295-0011. This tragic death marks the seventh fatal road traffic collision this year. In other news, last week, Her Excellency Governor Rina Laugji stepped up to perform one of her final duties as Governor of Bermuda as she read the throne speech.
A comprehensive, unified approach has been taken to address the scourge of domestic violence in our community.
Some of the indicators listed out in the throne speech included amendments to laws increasing residential buildings in the city of Hamilton, allowing persons to work past retirement age, giving $100 monthly to people on financial assistance for personal care products, a focus on better quality foods entering the island, increasing salaries in the public service, and more. Also shared was a plan to address the scourge of domestic violence in our community. In partnership with the Office of the Director of Public Prosecution and the Judiciary, the Ministry of Justice will support the creation of a domestic violence court program, ensuring devoted attention to the protection of victims with speedier protection orders and equally requiring accountability on the part of perpetrators. From the announcement, the Center Against Abuse says that they have lobbied for this initiative over the past decade, and they want to express their gratitude to all involved in moving this forward. They believe that having a specialist domestic abuse court will be able to provide trained domestic abuse personnel in the court, consistent standards for domestic abuse cases, increased safety of victims in the courtroom setting, one court for criminal and civil domestic abuse matters, monitoring of offenders, court-ordered programs for offenders, criminal court trial held sooner, improvements in data collection, and increase in public confidence in the system. The Center Against Abuse recognizes that a specialist domestic abuse court will require the improvements and changes in law and in policies to work effectively. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.